WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Discipline Switch. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that impacts every single one of us daily. Communication. Think about it. From your morning coffee chat with a neighbor to that big work presentation, how you communicate shapes your relationships, your success, even your overall happiness. But let's be real. Sometimes our words get tangled up in our emotions, or we end up missing the mark completely. Ever feel like you're talking at someone instead of with them? You know that feeling when a conversation feels more like a ping-pong match than a genuine connection? Well, guess what? There's a way to break free from those communication ruts and build deeper, more meaningful connections with everyone around us. And the secret weapon? Mindfulness. Let me unpack this for you. It's not about becoming some Zen master meditating on a mountaintop, though that wouldn't hurt. It's about bringing awareness to each interaction, listening with intention, and choosing our words with care. Here are 5 key takeaways to supercharge your communication game. 1. Active listening is king. This isn't just about hearing the words. It's about truly understanding the message behind them. Make eye contact, nod along, ask clarifying questions, and reflect back what you hear to ensure you're on the same page. Think of it like a dance. You need to lead and follow, responding and engaging with your partner in real time. 2. Emotional intelligence matters. Pay attention to your own emotions and learn to identify the emotions others are expressing. Imagine a conversation as a landscape with hills and valleys. Sometimes you're on the high points of excitement, other times navigating through the valleys of sadness or frustration. Recognizing these emotional shifts helps you respond with empathy and navigate tricky conversations with grace. 3. Embrace I statements. Instead of blaming or accusing, take ownership of your feelings and thoughts. Say things like, I feel frustrated when, instead of, you always make me. This fosters a sense of responsibility and opens the door to constructive dialogue. Remember, communication is about finding solutions together, not pointing fingers. 4. Be present. Put down that phone, silence those notifications, and give your full attention to the person in front of you. Think of it like this. When you're truly present, you're giving someone a priceless gift, your undivided time and focus. 5. Choose your words carefully. Think before you speak. Words have power. They can wound or heal, inspire or discourage. Select words that are kind, respectful, and clear. Think about the last time you had a truly meaningful conversation. It probably wasn't a whirlwind of talking over each other or saying whatever came to mind first. It was a back-and-forth exchange where both parties felt heard, understood, and valued. That's the power of mindful communication. It creates space for genuine connection and understanding. Let me share a quick example. Imagine you're having dinner with your partner after a long day. You're feeling stressed and overwhelmed, but instead of saying something like, you never help around here, which could start an argument, try something like, hey, I'm feeling really overwhelmed with everything today. Would it be possible for us to split the dishes tonight? This approach acknowledges your feelings while also making a clear request, paving the way for a more productive conversation. Now, remember these key takeaways. Active listening, emotional intelligence, I statements, presence, and mindful word choice. Start incorporating them into your daily interactions and watch your relationships flourish. So go out there, be present, listen deeply, and choose your words wisely. You'll be amazed at the connections you forge and the impact you have on those around you. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these mindful communication tips. Until next time, keep switching up your discipline and stay connected.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.